Chapter 19. The Doctor Visits. The next morning, we all awoke to the doctor's visit.
"Top of the morning to you, sir,"
Silver called, beaming with good nature.
"We've got a surprise for you."
Dr. Livesey stopped suddenly and asked, "Not Jim?"
"The very same," Silver crowed.
"Well, well," the doctor said briskly.
"Duty first and pleasure after.
Let me see these patients of yours."
He entered the log house with one grim nod to me and proceeded with his work among the sick. "You're doing well," he told the man with the bandaged head. "Your head must be like iron."
"Dick don't feel well, sir," one of the pirates said politely.
"Don't he?" replied the doctor. He looked at Dick's tongue and shook his head.
"Another fever. That comes of having the poor sense to camp in a swamp."
He dosed the man all around, and they took their medicine as nicely as children. Then he turned to Silver.
"I would like to have a talk with that boy, please."
"No,"
Morgan shouted, drawing his sword. Silver struck the man's arm down and roared like a lion at the men. Then he turned toward the doctor and spoke in his usual tone.
"If Jim will give his word not to try to escape, then you may step outside the stockade and I'll bring the boy down to speak to you from our side of the fence."
The doctor nodded and left. The pirates broke into loud complaints as soon as the door closed, accusing Silver of playing both sides. Silver cut them off with a wave of his hand.
"We need to stay on the good side of the doctor," he said. "We may need more of his medicine, and I want to see how fond the doctor still is of Jim. We might make a fair hostage of the boy yet."
Grumble subsided at Silver's logic, but I noted a few dark looks as we walked outside together. He cautioned me that I must not try to escape.
"I hope you'll not forget what I done good," he told the doctor before backing off to let us speak together.
"I'm glad you're well, Jim," the doctor said. "But sneaking off while the captain was low and I was away," he shook his head, "it looks cowardly."
I began to weep.
"I've blamed myself hard," I said, "and I'd be dead if it weren't for Silver."
I took a deep breath.
"But I need to tell you where the ship lies. It's in the North Inlet, grounded just below high water."
"The ship?" The doctor's eyes grew wide. I quickly described my adventures. The doctor declared me a fine boy after all.
"You've saved us at every turn," he said.
I turned as Silver clumped up behind me.
"We should go, Jim."
"Silver," the doctor said, "if you go after the treasure, look out for squalls when you find it. Keep the boy close. Holler when you need help."
At that, the doctor nodded to Silver and turned to walk off.